Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An 80-year-old man is riding his horse across Iowa on Highway 92 to raise money for Alzheimer's research. What motivates him? How is the fundraising going? Let's go in depth with Bill Taylor and his horse Liberty from Millersburg. Bill, where are you from?
Millersburg, Iowa.
And where's that at?
That's in Iowa County, eastern, getting over towards eastern Iowa.
And you're riding across the state?
Riding across the state from Grandview, Iowa to Council Bluffs, Iowa on Highway 92 to raise money for Alzheimer's research.
Okay, and people listening can hear your horse, Liberty. I bet she's seen plenty of microphones. Or he.
It's he. It's Gilding. Yeah, he's been close to him anyway.
Okay, and raising money for Alzheimer's, why?
And I'm working with the University Hospital in Iowa City. They have a really good Alzheimer's research department. So the all the money received, donations received, goes to the hospital for research.
And has this affected you personally, Alzheimer's?
No, this is not me, and it hasn't affected anyone in my family. However, I've had a number of friends and acquaintances with Alzheimer's. I lost a good friend 2 years ago to it, and I have an Army buddy in Oklahoma that's come down with Alzheimer's recently. And I know a number of other people, acquaintances, that have had it or passed away with it.
Well, you picked quite a week to travel across Iowa.
Well, it has been a little on the wet side here the last couple of days, but the first day, Monday, out of Grandview, was a nice warm breeze, but the last couple of days have been on the wet side, but I just put on a raincoat and keep right on riding.
First couple of days were very hot.
Everybody said it was, but I thought Monday especially was, it was a warm day, but there was a nice breeze, and my horse barely broke a sweat. It was nice going. I'd like to have more days like that.
Well, and you made it across Highway 92 before the flooding closed it, too.
It did close it yesterday for a short distance, and you had to go around.
And so did you go around, or did you just ride right through?
Went around.
What do you think about when you're riding?
Well, you're looking the country over, and we'll get this horse out of here. He wants to come up and be friendly with you. And
that's okay.
You're looking the country over, and you're anticipating a call from the University Hospital. There's a staff there that keeps in touch with me where I'm at, you know, how I'm doing. And we talk back and forth to see how the donations are coming in, and they are. They've received quite a bit of money, and the postmaster in my hometown tells me that I'm getting some mail, which when I get home, I'll have to take those checks to Iowa City to the hospital. But so far, it's been very successful.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bill Taylor about his ride across Iowa to raise money for Alzheimer's research. What did you do before you retired?
Well, before I retired, I was I always had cattle and horses, but then I went to South Dakota when I got out of high school. I knew I had a relative that in that part of the country that was into rodeo, and I was interested in it. And eventually, after I rodeoed some in several different states there, Nebraska and South Dakota, I knew I wanted to become a rodeo announcer, and I did. And for 4 years, I worked what you would call regional rodeos or amateur rodeos in the Dakotas and Montana and Nebraska, and a little bit here in Iowa, not very much here. And then in 64, I joined the RCA, which I was hoping to do, and that's professional rodeo. So for 22 years, I was a professional rodeo announcer.
Wow.
And that would be with what's, it was started with the RCA, but they changed their name to the PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, headquarters in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So I stopped working in rodeos about in 1990, right around that area, and I'm back in Millersburg and have a little bunch of cows and a few horses and semi-retired, I guess you would call it. But this ride across Iowa is something I've been thinking about for several years. And I went to the University of Iowa Hospital and I talked to Dr. Dan Trunell. He's in charge of research there, Alzheimer's research. And Dan is from Montana, and he's also a horseman. He rode the first few miles with me on Monday out of Grandview. And he was very interested in what I wanted to do, to ride across the state to raise money for Alzheimer's. So we got together, and it has happened.
And you're going to hit some flooding ahead.
Is that right? You're telling me something I didn't know.
Well, it's pretty wet in the western part of the state.
Oh, I think you're referring to the Missouri River.
Yes.
Yes, I know about that. Well, if we can't swim it, we'll just go around it. And I can assure you, we're not going to swim it.
What's your reception been as you've been traveling?
Oh, real good. People have stopped. I have a few checks there to pick up that I've got to take to the hospital and give me checks as I was riding. And there's a lot of interest in what's going on here. I meet a lot of people that have, well, not a lot of people, but a number of people that have Alzheimer's in their family. They've had a dad, mother, granddad, or something like that. And they're familiar with it, and they know how devastating it can be. And they, I've had four different people give me checks while I was riding. I'd stop their car and they'd get out and explain they wanted to present me with a check made out to, like it should be, not to me, but to the hospital.
Well, that must be rewarding.
It is. And people in my hometown have been very enthusiastic about it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bill Taylor about his ride across Iowa to raise money for Alzheimer's research. Well, how did you wind up at the Knoxville Raceway here in
24? Well, I'm staying at fairgrounds as I travel as much as I can. The night before this, I was in Oskaloosa. Then I was in Washington and Columbus Junction. And as I travel on west, I hope to continue to stay in fairgrounds overnight.
They have the accommodations that you need for your horse.
Oh, that's the main, that's what it's all about, to get accommodations for the horse and get him either in a nice pen outside or in a really nice building like this here at the Knoxville Fairgrounds. And I also want the gentleman that in charge of the grounds here, I want to thank him, Mr. Reek, for letting me stay here in this nice building overnight.
And where will you wind up tomorrow night?
Well, you never know. The weather's got a lot to do with it. But I believe the next larger town is Indianola. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I in that area or right at Indianola. If there's a fairgrounds in Indianola, and I think there is, that's where I will try to go.
All right, so you have to be flexible in this.
Yes, you do. Sometimes, like the flooding, sometimes the roads aren't what you think they're going to be. You need a wide shoulder. That's why I selected 92. From eastern Iowa to western Iowa. However, there's a little stretch right in here that's four lane. That's going to give me a problem. But I understand just not too far west, it goes back to like it was to the east. And we have to chase this horse away here. He wants to see this microphone. I'll be on 92, though, the way I plan it anyway, all the way to Council Bluffs.
And tell me about Liberty.
Well, Liberty's come off a ranch in North Dakota. I got him when he was a yearling. I bought him at the Clone Sale Barn. But he come from North Dakota. The Bryant Ranch used to come down there and have fall sales at Kelowna. And he's 17 years old, and he's about half paint. And he's 3/4 paint and about 1/4 Arabian. The paint shows up the strongest, naturally, because he's 3/4 paint. But he has a real snappy, brisk walk. We cover, he travels about 4 miles an hour. And you cover a lot of, you can cover a lot of miles in a day at that rate. And we stop and rest. We don't just keep going. And if it's hot, like on Monday, it was rather hot, we'd stop at a farm and get a drink of water. Take a break. I don't push him hard. We're just traveling at a comfortable gait.
Do the cars or big trucks start him?
Oh, no. You have to have him trained totally traffic broke and safe before you try something like this. Huge semis pass within 15 feet of him, and he doesn't move a hair.
And which side of the road do you?
I travel on the left side, and facing the traffic. That way, if the trucks coming up behind me are over on the far right, and the ones coming towards me, if there's something about a vehicle that's extremely noisy, or I think maybe it might startle him, and it takes a lot to scare him, I move over a little farther, maybe down slightly into the ditch. But I don't have to do that very often. He is 100% traffic broke.
Well, how did you do that?
Just by exposing him to traffic, gradually increasing the heaviness of the traffic till the vehicles and any kind of vehicles don't bother him a bit. Of course, if any horseman would realize that I have put shoes on him. He has shoes and pads. That gives him more protection in the feet area. So we do everything we can to keep him sound and going strong.
Has there been any problems finding water?
I carry water with me, and this pickup is moved on ahead of me. And if it's too far, we haven't had any hot weather except that one day. Several times I have stopped at farms and you get permission to use a hydrant, and get some water, give him a drink, and get a drink myself. But I carry water with me just in case we get kind of stranded somewhere and we want to be sure and have water.
And so you have a support team?
Yes, I do. They move in the mornings, they move the trailers, my trailer, and pick up the road usually about 20 miles, but sometimes less than that. And then his wife drives my pickup and horse trailer. He takes their pickup and camper. And then they're free to go on and do whatever they want to do the rest of the day. And when we usually get together in the evening again. You have to have somebody to move your equipment. And then you ride to the equipment.
And so you know where it is.
Yeah. And of course, we have cell phones. We can keep in touch with where they are and where I'm at. But during the day, that doesn't matter. Once they move that equipment up, then I start riding, or I ride to it, and it's pretty much towards the end of the day where they park it.
Now, for people that want to make donations, where should they send the donation to?
Well, I have, it is pretty to the University Hospital in Iowa City. I have these little pieces here that I'm going to give you one of these, and it tells all about it. For me to, I can't read this here in the slide, but it goes to the University Hospital, and all donations go to the research department, and I keep giving these to people that ask the question that you just asked, and it very clearly explains it.
And so what you can do is you can go online to the University of Iowa Foundation, and I suspect that you'll find a link there.
So that's correct.
Search Bill Taylor, University of Iowa Foundation, and probably add Alzheimer's to that search, and you'll find it, and make payable directly to the University of Iowa Foundation, and note for Alzheimer's research.
That's correct.
Okay, and so any last words you'd like to share with our listeners today about Alzheimer's and your ride?
Well, it's a devastating disease, and I guess after you reach about 65, you're a candidate for Alzheimer's. Fortunately, majority of us don't get it, but it is on the increase. Dr. Trinnell tells me it's on the increase, and they've had some fair breakthroughs, but they've got a long ways to go, and any help they can get financially, and sometimes they are stalled financially. So that's another reason that I'm doing this, to help finance research for Alzheimer's. Any help we can get, we surely be appreciated.
Thanks to Bill Taylor for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.